In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, the 22nd day of November. Glad, as always, to have you here, everybody. Regulation number one today, a holdover, really, from our top story yesterday that Ajit Pai, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, wants to repeal Obama-era rules on net neutrality. There is going to be a vote in the middle of December. Chairman Pai's motion is going to carry tomorrow's news today, 3-2 along party lines. But before rules like these become final, there is a required public comment period. Sometimes, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains, more for show than anything else.
The federal comments period goes back to FDR. In its early days, his administration set up a ton of new federal agencies.
And they essentially began to regulate the economy at a very detailed level. So everything from how much farmers could charge for milk in the open market to what you could or couldn't do in terms of interstate travel.
Larry Downs, who teaches at Georgetown, says these rules were meant to pull the country out of the Great Depression. But by the time Truman came into office,
we looked back and we said, all right, we now have this massive administrative state. It is sort of like the fourth branch of government.
To counter that, Congress passed the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946. It required federal agencies to accept public comments on any rules they proposed. That's still the law. Thing is, a lot of the comments these agencies get aren't substantive. They're form letters or one-liners that say things like, net neutrality is what we want and need. Philip Napoli at Duke University says federal agencies focus on comments that make an argument.
Comments that actually have detailed quantitative analysis are often given a lot of weight, or detailed legal analysis.
Agencies will tweak their rules based on these kinds of comments. But Susan Dudley, who teaches at George Washington University, says it's rare to see an agency change course entirely.
It's not as if they get the comments and say, oh, I never thought of that before. I'm going to change everything that I've been thinking about.
But at least the agencies can say they're listening. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Interesting item from New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman along these lines, by the way. Schneiderman says his office has been investigating what appear to be spam public comments sent to the FCC about net neutrality. Comments that are fake, but that use the identities of real people. Comments that were also, Schneiderman says, more favorable to Chairman Pai's position than not. And the FCC, once again, Schneiderman says, has not responded to his requests for assistance in that investigation.